pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. Got a lot of talk about Daddy's prediction in the eight-man All-Star game was correct. It's a battle of the Bulldogs in the College World Series, and a lot more going on this week as well. We're going to talk a little Major League Baseball, and already some folks firing into the Dent Popper inbox about why ESPN Classic was the home of the College World Series last night. And I'm not sure that I can give answers to that, but we'll talk about all that in just a moment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Glad to have you with us here on ESPN Radio. You can listen on the web at any time, ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. If you happen to miss the show live, you can always catch it on the podcast, and that brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft along with The Courtyard in downtown Kearney on the Bricks. Glad to have you along with us again on this Monday.
Doug, you bring up the College World Series in the first segment of our show, and I think it's brought up on the first segment of several shows around Nebraska and around the Midwest. Why nationally does the College World Series take such a backseat to everything else that's going on in the world?
If the College World Series is reformatted to be on ESPN, then it better damn well be on ESPN. I don't need drag racing. There was no reason that it was not on the deuce. I understand that ESPN planned that there should have been no rain. There was not supposed to be baseball yesterday. Again, there's no.
That's why the day is built in, though, for rain.
It's not even really a built-in day. It's a day off. It's a day off so that you can get rested for the championship series. I was the first one on this bandwagon, I think, when we got started. The College World Series is too long, and that is voted on by 63.5% of our listeners on the Doug and Daddy poll question last week. Is the College World Series too long? 63.5% said, yes, it is too long. And I love the College World Series. I think everybody loves the College World Series, but it's too long. Interest is over, people, and it's definitely over when Georgia and Fresno State are playing. Some people that fell in love with Fresno State or that were at the College World Series will watch because the underdog is in, and people that are Georgia fans will root. But there is no national interest in the College World Series over the next three nights. It's on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, I just don't know. I guess as the listeners, you can fill us in on this. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. What you think about the whole College World Series situation. But Chris and Carney, he sends in this. This is what he would like to say. I would like to thank Charter for once again screwing us with the College World Series. Putting it on ESPN Classic is a joke. Now, that's two separate issues right there. Having it on ESPN Classic is one thing, and Charter Communications, which is the cable provider to the Tri-Cities and a lot of the listening area, pulled ESPN Classic here about the start of college football season. Has it been that long? 8 months ago? 6 months ago? Which, when you have some of the channels that are on there now, why would you pull ESPN Classic? But I'm sure they have a really good excuse.
You don't have to worry about that, by the way, if you have DirecTV.
You want to do an ad for them?
I'd love to.
It'll be $125. Why couldn't we get it? I hope you've looked into it. If no clear answer was given, then do we need to start a Doug and Daddy drive signed an Angry Pollock? Thanks, Angry Pollock. Again, A, they weren't planning on this happening, so that can be their out. But B, drag racing. Are you serious? You have the College World Series. You had soccer on earlier in the day. You do have Sunday night Major League Baseball, which is fine. That's on ESPN. But everybody gets ESPN and ESPN2. After that, ESPNU, ESPN Classic. Obviously, it just goes down and down and down in viewership. So, there you go.
But, Doug, I don't think Mike and Mike in the morning, Colin Cowherd, Tirico, Van Pelt, any national radio shows that we get to hear. Nothing is talked about. Is there no interest nationally? This, you want to compare it to George Mason. That's front page story when a team like that's making a run. In basketball, it doesn't matter who's playing in basketball. That's across the front of the USA Today and the Sweet 16. There's not a word said about it. It's Stuart Cink on the side of USA Today Sports Section on a Monday. Stuart Cink winning the Travelers in Connecticut, whatever the Travelers is, by one shot.
That's a golf tournament.
It's above Georgia Reaches College World Series Championship Series. It's on 11C. 11C. Now, I realize Wimbledon starts today.
What's on the front page? Now, Daddy, you say Wimbledon starts today. It has a very, very, very small portion of the front page of USA Today. You have interleague baseball, and then you have Olympic gymnastics main story.
I've got a deal that I'm going to. This is a gymnastics deal. This gymnastics deal in which they take the top two in each event and then they pick the next four. So six people go from each event.
Why are you switching subjects?
Well, because.
Why are you switching subjects? Are you talking College World Series or not?
Okay, so Wimbledon starts. It's actually the cover story is Wimbledon. But you look, it's 11C. It's 11C. And if you go to 11C, which I'm doing right now, you've basically got a third of a page devoted to the College World Series. A third of the USA Today, a third of one page is devoted. Life's good for Georgia of late. And then the side story, which happened over the weekend, Stanford, LSU go, but not quietly. That is the only thing.
There is no story on last night's game.
No, there's no story. There's nothing.
Well, there you go.
Here's John from Kearney on the World Series, guys.
John, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What's going on?
Daddy, we should be fishing. You know that.
I understand that, John.
Yeah, I hear you. Baseball's a dying game, guys. That's exactly what it is. Nobody cares because the game's dying.
John,
nobody wants to go and sit.
What is taking its place? What is taking its place then?
What is taking its place?
If baseball's dying, what is taking its place? Because it sure the hell ain't drag racing.
Oh, it's NASCAR, dude.
But
I hate NASCAR.
It ain't drag racing.
Well, yeah, but everybody thinks it's that. Everybody wants to go fast and waste more fuel, but we can sit in a ballpark and drink beer and get hooched up and everything else and sit there and go for 182,000 games or however many there is in a season, and it doesn't mean anything. That's why football's king, because there's however many games there is in a season, and each game counts. Baseball, you can be in a slump. Who cares?
Point well taken, John. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 1-888-455-ESPN. Again, if baseball's dying, something has to be taking its place. And it doesn't have to be sport. It can be what you're doing in your own personal life. But if something's dying, then something has to be growing. That's the way life works. College World Series is huge in Omaha. There's a story in the New York Times this weekend on Starsky's, the little bar that's really going to get raked over by the move from Rosenblatt, because that's how it makes its living during the year, is the 10 days, which is now 12, of the College World Series. You might check that out online, New York Times, a little story on Starsky's in Omaha. But you take a look, if it's being covered by the New York Times, I have a hard time saying that baseball is dying. I don't think baseball's dying.
I got a real argument.
What's the difference between college and pro? That's two different things.
Well, if baseball's dying, then why do the Kansas City Royals have 29,000 announced attendance on a Saturday night game playing the Giants?
Well, Alex Gordon bobblehead night.
Well, why would they have 20,000 yesterday afternoon?
It looked more than that, by the way. It did. But the point is, I think the basic point of the start of this conversation was, why was the College World Series game relegated to ESPN Classic last night? It should not have been. It should not have been. And you know what? Well, again, if you want to go with the argument, it wasn't planned. If there is rain any time during the College World Series, it's going to get pushed back a day. What's the odds of there not being a rain out in 11 days or 10 days, as the case may be, to push it back to that Sunday? You better put a window in there that there's a possibility it could happen. Bad, bad, bad. Bad programming move by ESPN. bad. You can't set up all these preliminary games, and then the last game before the championship, you can't see.
If it comes down to the Final Four in women's basketball, there's more people attend the women's Final Four. Is there that much more interest in women's college basketball?
No. Ooh, where do you get that stat?
In College World Series?
Where do you get that stat? No.
Well, the stands are full.
No. No. That you're wrong.
It's on on ESPN.
I know. They're, Daddy, the championship series will get 20,000 a game. There's no way. It should be more than that, but there's no way.
So after college football, after basketball, how many sports do you knock down until you get to college baseball and an interest level in it?
I have no idea.
Well, apparently with ESPN, they sure as hell have Pat Summitt on. They have Gino Ariane on, Mike and Mike in the morning, Colin Cowherd. Every national show, you want to go down the list? Guess who's yours? She's on. A lot of women. They don't have any of these coaches. Well, the College World Series, that's super. Good for the kids. Way to be them. Enjoy Omaha.
Politically correct or not, the reason that they are talking to women's college basketball coaches is because they have a contract and it has to be equal with the men. Like it or not, that's the way it is. Like it or not. I think maybe you'd have Gino and Pat on because they've won so many games. You got to wonder why an Augie Garrido and go on down any of the 1,000-plus winning coaches aren't on. But ESPN did show a special on Augie Garrido. They did spend the money to have a 2-hour special on Augie Garrido. I don't think they're ignoring baseball. I just think yesterday they just didn't have A and B equaling C. They just made a mistake. But Doug, it may not matter to a lot of people.
If you go back, though, Doug, to Sunday afternoons in April when college basketball's over on ESPN, I would think that the interest in watching college baseball would be considerably higher than the interest in watching drag racing.
If you like college baseball, you would be in the 90th percentile. So let's, to the listeners, Daddy would be in the 90th percentile, even though you don't necessarily make that the front thing. You stand up for college baseball, but how many Husker games did you go to this year? And I'm not slamming you. I'm saying, how many Husker games did you go to? How many College World Series games did you go to? How many did you even watch on TV? It's not going to be what everybody would think, the way that you're standing on your bandwagon here, which is fine. That's fine. I don't mean this as a slam. But even if a steadfast college baseball fan like yourself doesn't even go to the games, then what are you saying about the 90% of people that don't care as much as you? That's the argument that you're fighting here.
The only argument I'm saying is, in April, drag racing, apparently, to ESPN, means more than college baseball. And I don't understand that. And I just sit here in Nebraska. I do not know one person in the history of my life that I've ever been at the bar going, so what are you planning on doing tomorrow? I got to watch that drag race at 2 o'clock.
That's the people you hang out with, though.
Not what?
I don't know.
I talk to a lot of people.
Fishing.
I talk to a lot of people.
I know. You're a mogul.
I am a social butterfly.
Yeah,
I get out and talk to a hell of a lot of people. I know not one that says, boy, if drag racing was on more, I really got to have more drag racing.
Go to Donovan next weekend, the next race, hang out with some of the people, go to the bar where they're at, then you'll find some. You don't associate with people that go to these things. That's why.
You would come across someone in the game of life, just somewhere.
I'll bet.
Hi, how are you? Boy, I like drag racing. Tony, how are you?
I'll bet if you went.
I would think somewhere across, I would have come across somebody's path.
I'll bet if you went to Donovan, you wouldn't find two people that give a crap about the College World Series.
No! I bet if you go to Donovan, you don't. Those people like their cars.
Just pick a car track, but Donovan's one that I'm using.
I think on Sunday nights, those people get their cars ready. They don't watch drag racing on Sunday afternoon. They're fired up for racing on Sunday night.
They're watching College World Series.
I don't know what they're watching. My point is, I think a hell of a lot more people would watch college baseball than would watch drag racing. And I think that's undisputed. And I don't give a damn if you're putting Rice against Fresno on. I don't understand why on regular TV in April and May, on a Sunday at noon, you can't find one baseball game on. And at 2:30, the Braves are on. At 6 o'clock, you got one game on, unless you have the baseball package.
Please don't make me take this in another direction with financing, because it costs more to cover some of these things than it does others. They're trying to fill programming in.
With infomercials instead of baseball games, because they sell more advertising with infomercials?
I've never seen an infomercial on ESPN.
On Fox, I've saw infomercials.
Well, yeah.
Well, why would they not put a baseball game on? That's what I don't understand.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email. I don't even know where you're going. We were talking college baseball, and there's never been a college baseball game on Fox. And all of a sudden, you're talking about Fox infomercials at 2 in the morning. What the hell are you talking about?
At noon and at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. We're going to have an Ab Roller commercial for an hour.
Well,
because that's what we need. And there's not a baseball game
on. They have NASCAR. They have football.
I'm talking on Fox Midwest. I'm talking regionalization. I'm talking about there's 100 stations that you get out there.
Oh, God.
It doesn't matter if you have Charter or you have the best in DirecTV.
Daddy, okay, if you want to go with Fox Midwest, you're looking at Fox Midwest is just what we get. There's Fox Michigan. There's Fox Rocky Mountain. There's Fox South.
I get them all. And I can't find a baseball game on.
Because they all have something regional that they're showing. Maybe we get the Royals. Maybe somebody gets the Rockies. Maybe they're not playing that day. Maybe they don't have the contract for that day, so they have to fill in with other stuff. They can't just hit and miss with college baseball. If you're going to cover college baseball, you have to cover college baseball. If you're going to cover the Royals, you have to cover the Royals, even if you don't have them on every single time. You can't just, we got nothing on, let's see what we can throw on in its place.
I get all those channels.
Whoopee for you, yay!
When I get Fox Northwest, the Mariners aren't always on. I don't understand that.
Okay, here's what we got a phone call.
We do.
Before we go to the phone lines, if you want to watch baseball that bad, get off your ass and go watch it. 1-888-455-ESPN.
Here's there. Ryan from Grand Island.
Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. Say, I just want to make a comment. You know, TV is just like anything. You follow the money trail. When it comes to big corporations and who's going to pay the most to get on TV, you know, you're going to follow this stuff with Exxon and all these people who are advertising during the drag racing and stuff. That's what you're going to see. Baseball just, it's not, you know, Nebraska football carries all the weight within the athletic department. Baseball doesn't. I think it pretty, you know, I'm not saying I know that's how everything works with TV contracts and sports and NCAA, but I have to say that I would think that there's a lot of money sitting out there in pro drag racing, and they're willing to pony up the dollars to get the stuff on TV.
Well, Ryan, I think you're right, but you're no more than baseball. I mean, if you listen to any of the College World Series games on ESPN, the boys in Omaha have sold every inning. Oh. They've sold every double play.
Strike two brought to you by Los Solomio for the fine Italian dining.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They're everything's sold. So, I mean, I'm not harping on drag racing. It just happened to be what was on yesterday. God help us if there's not more baseball fans in the world than drag racing fans and not bigger corporations. I would have to think there's more money in baseball. I understand what you're saying because there are what we call the lesser sports, you know, that they are very willing to get their product out there. And who knows? There are also sports out there, and Ryan, hey, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. Daddy, there are sports out there, and we've had the folks on from the Pro Bowl Tour, Circuit, Rodeo, maybe NASCAR. Maybe they bought that time. Maybe they bought that time. Some people don't realize when the Pro Bowl Riding, and we've had the guys in December, all the guys that have told us, you know, McBride and Hart and Mooney and all those guys that, you know, to have our finals and have what we have on NBC, we're paying them. And we are selling the advertising to cover the costs because they have, you know, the trucks and the smokeless tobacco or whatever else that they have that help sponsor. And they are actually paying and buying that time, which, by the way, is just like an infomercial, only it's something you kind of care to watch.
Fair enough.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy's going to take his blood pressure pill, and we are going to come back and talk a little wrestling because every summer, Maine and Nebraska get together for the annual Maine Exchange. It's been going on for close to 25 years, and we're going to be talking with Coach from Maine, John Guest. We're going to be talking with Tom McCann from Kearney High because it all gets going tonight. Maine is in Nebraska this year, and we're going to find out more about that and where all they're going to be going after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
People can take shelter during a storm. Sadly, a new Dodge Charger cannot. Neither can a Chrysler Town & Country, a Jeep Cherokee, or any number of the pre-owned cars and trucks at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. That means hundreds of perfectly good vehicles, new and used, suffered hail damage after the recent storm. But that also means you can now own one of these hail-damaged vehicles at a greatly reduced price. All hail the hail sale. You knew it was coming. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, just north of I-80 in Kearney, or at MidwayCDJ.com.
People are talking about the Doug and Daddy blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Daddy blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo. Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Daddy blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
This is Hotshot Branch with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. You're listening to ESPN Radio Superstation on 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
This afternoon's forecast will continue to have partial sunshine with scattered rain showers and storms to redevelop across much of our listening area. As we continue on into the afternoon, heading on into our Monday evening as well, we'll have a high temperature rebounding close to 80 degrees. I'm Staff Weather Eye Meteorologist Chris Sedano. Currently 73.
Hi, we're back. Doug and Daddy Show here in Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A lot of you out there had some great golf tournaments this weekend. Well, there's a lot of you else that, well, you should have been on the driving range practicing a little bit more because your tournaments didn't work out so well. So the Kearney Golf Center is offering you to come hit a bucket of balls, 234-6543. It's the only lighted driving range between Lincoln and Denver. Kevin Kamrath offers individual lessons or group instruction. You know what? Maybe he's going to look at you and say, why are you playing with clubs that are 6 inches too short for you? Well, you can custom build irons, woods, hole sets, any height or lack thereof. Shaft flex, weight of heads, grip sizes, all of them to fit your style of play. 4 sizes of range buckets. Get to the Kearney Golf Center today, south of UNK along Highway 30. Talk to Kevin for all your golf needs, whether it be bags, putters, balls, gloves, or grips. Call the Kearney Golf Center or stop by south of UNK along Highway 30 today.
I said no short jokes when Coach McCann's in studio, okay?
All right.
That's not very nice. He's just, I want to go to the Dent Popper inbox here, which leads us into our next discussion. I've got a couple here. First one that I want to look at, just finishing up for the moment, our little baseball talk. It says, college baseball is dying because the Kearney Colonels are taking over the baseball world. 2 wins yesterday, 9-1 and 10-0, which is an interesting point. He's trying to get that out there. But the point is, this town team baseball has reemerged in the state of Nebraska over the last couple of years. A lot more teams coming in to the fold right now. Softball was definitely dying. And now the youth are trying to pick up, if you want to call them youth, the town team baseball, and the state tournament, which will be coming up this summer, is going to be a lot bigger and a lot better than it has been the last couple of years. It all started over in Caro. They had the state championships last year, and we'll talk more about that. But I think that's kind of an interesting point, Daddy. I mean, if baseball's dying, then how come new teams – of young men are being formed to play the game.
Well, that's certainly taking, you know, and I don't know, you mentioned all the teams popping up, and obviously when you're still talking a small percentage out there that are doing this overall, I think.
Yeah, okay. Well, one more to the Dent Popper Inbox. John and Carney says, Central Nebraska versus Maine, Kearney High tonight, 6 o'clock, be there. John and Carney sending us that wrestling email to the Dent Popper Inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Arma Linings. They have specialized in paintless dent repair for years, so if the recent bad weather has dinged up your car, stop in and see Scott or Joel for a free estimate. Dent Popper, it's on the bricks in downtown Kearney. And we are pleased to welcome in to the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about the Maine Exchange. I don't know. Do they call it the Nebraska Exchange in Maine? Sean Guest from Maine and Tom McCann from Kearney High are joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, gentlemen. Good
morning.
Sean, do they call it the Nebraska Exchange in Maine?
We call it the Nebraska Exchange. We also call it the Friendship Series. So
it's been the way it goes. It's been going on forever, and Tom McCann, as a legendary Hall of Fame coach, was one of the instituters in putting this together. I never get tired of the story of hearing that for the folks that don't know about it and for the new folks in the area. I mean, you're just on a plane with a coach from Maine. Wasn't that the story so many years ago? Or you were in a place together and put this together?
It was Mick Pierce, the coach from Lincoln Southeast. He was flying back the Rules Committee meeting, and he was next to Wally the Fountain, the coach from Winslow, Maine, and they cooked up a deal to bring some Nebraska wrestlers to Maine, and that was the first year. And the second year, I knew Mick, and he called me up and said, hey, we'd like to expand this, maybe have a couple duels. What about hosting? We did that, and that was the second year I got involved, and now, believe it or not, this is the 24th year. So it's the longest ongoing exchange between two states in the history of the United States. It's still going strong, and you know, we're just glad that these guys are willing to come out every other year and then host us. It is a lot of work. When you try to put something together and host, you find out that you can't be an island. You need a lot of friends, a lot of help. And I really like to thank all the people that are working with our end of it. Mike Matthews, president of our wrestling association. Dave Wilkie, the past president, and our principal at the school and athletic director. You know, it takes everybody to help out. And, of course, good wrestlers that are willing to take part. And then, of course, people like Sean that are willing to come from the other end. You know, I might back up, though. You guys are kind of arguing the sports here. You know, whatever sport you're involved in is really important. But I was walking through the mall the other day, and a lady was leaning over. She had a shirt on, said, my sport eats your sport for breakfast. And I thought, well, what could possibly eat the sport that I love for breakfast? So I said, ma'am, what is your sport? And she said, skydiving. I said, you win.
Tom, you mentioned the quality of wrestlers that are coming. I think for this year, and I have only been involved with this deal a couple years when we talked to you guys at this time of the year, but the number of state champions kind of risen to a new level, unless I'm totally mistaken on that.
No, they always load it up when they come out here. I think last time they came out, they had about 13 state champs, something like that.
Yeah.
You guys had a great team.
Yeah, they had a good team.
They have a good team this time. I know they've got a lot of guys that are not only state champions, but placed very high in the New England, which is, five or six states?
All the
New England states.
Six states.
They've got a quality team. The team they brought last time had two or three guys go Division I. And, you know, we've been real fortunate. We usually do pretty well here in Kearney against them. And we've got a good team tonight. I think we have seven state champions going against them. They did bring in, like I told you guys earlier, that ringer from New Hampshire is a state champ, you know. So they're trying to pull out all the stops to beat us.
Some of these kids, we just had the All-Star Duel here in Nebraska a couple of weeks ago. Some of these kids just love to keep wrestling. Some of them still have some eligibility going into next year. I guess you find kids that have time and want to wrestle, and, boy, when you're good, you just want to keep wrestling.
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. When Tom says that he always does well against us at Kearney, yeah, it's because he stacks that team. We know what's going on over there at Kearney.
Tom doesn't want to lose.
I know he doesn't want to lose.
Sean, talk a little bit about what are the highlights when the kids get to come here? What are some of the things they get to do that you certainly don't see in Maine?
Tom didn't send me an itinerary for every place we're going. Here is a little bit different. I mean, we have the ocean. You know, we have that. So when the kids do come to Maine, it's a real experience for them. Here, it depends on where we go. You know, a lot of times we will go through factories or whatever it is of that town that we're in. So it's not always the highlight of the ocean and surfing and things like that. But, yeah, we do what the people where they take us, and the kids have a great time. I've never had a kid complain, so.
I know we've had, of course, in this area, they visit the arts, they go out on the farm, go-karts. Like Sean said, Tom, there are sometimes where you go places, there are unique things like the arch is to Kearney, but they get more of a farm and a country experience when they come to Nebraska, and I suppose when they go to Lincoln, there's the Capitol and there's Memorial Stadium and all those types of things. And when you go out there, you get the marine life or the aqua life. I mean, obviously, you can't do in Maine. I mean, you're not going to go to the ocean in Nebraska. You're not going to eat fresh fish all the time. Come out here. They get good meat. They get good steak.
Yes, yeah, they do.
They've gone down the Niobrara canoeing, visited the stadium, met with the governor. They've gone up to Mount Rushmore. They've gone up through Alliance, where the cars are stacked.
Carhenge.
They've done that. A lot of things, boating and horseback riding and those types of things. So we try and have them go to. Wait, we just played a couple rounds of disc golf.
Oh no! See,
he's bragging again. Here he goes.
See, he's a ringer. McCann's a ringer. He's like senior Olympic champion of all the state of the world in disc. Hey guys, it might take too long to play regular golf, and we don't want to get the clubs. But how about some disc golf? Let you borrow some of mine.
Sean's looking for a partner tomorrow. He's golf. We brought his clubs out, so anybody out there want to play with. Johnny will play tomorrow morning.
Sure.
You've got the duel tonight going on here in Kearney. You talked a little bit about it. Tell us about some of your kids that you're bringing out and the guys that are going out to watch the duel tonight, Sean. Who's a couple of the real whiz-bangers that have come out of the state of Maine for you?
We've got a couple of kids that were out here 2 years ago when we did the tour, and they did pretty well 2 years ago, and they're back. It's our 189 kid, Travis Spencer. He's won a couple state titles. As a young kid, he'll be a junior. And another kid, Jake Longley, who, if I remember right, I think he had 4 pins out here a couple of years ago, so he had a good showing. So those two, I expect, they've been out here, they know the ropes, they know what they're going to be wrestling against. They should be two of our better kids.
I see Chris Smith. There, man, look at that.
He's got 4 state titles. You look at him, he's skinny, but man, that kid's a stud.
Sean, take us through the class structure, what people in Maine. Obviously, here we're A, B, C, and D in wrestling. Yep. What's it like in Maine?
Maine, we have A, B, and C. A is the bigger schools, B in the middle, and C the smaller schools. We don't have any C kids this time. Generally, we'll have a couple C kids. I had kind of a tough time putting a team together this year. I had a lot of kids pulling out of me late. I couldn't find a heavyweight. We didn't bring a heavyweight. I asked 12 different kids. None of them could make it, and it's tough times economically, and a lot of kids didn't want to pay the money, I guess.
How long are they gone for?
We got here yesterday. We'll fly back out next Sunday, 29th. So roughly a week.
Again, folks, just to let you know so we don't overlook this, Kearney tonight, then they go to Columbus on Wednesday. They'll be in Lincoln on Friday. They wrestle in Auburn on Saturday. And then, as Coach said, they're going to be out of here on Sunday. Tom, some of the Nebraska kids, obviously the Maine is the same team everywhere they go, but some of the Nebraska kids, they will wrestle more than once, but basically every place you go, it's kind of a different team for Nebraska
right.
kids.
Right, they'll look and see different people at each site. We have 21 wrestlers from the area wrestling tonight, so they'll have 4 kids go twice. Some of our featured wrestlers tonight, we have Luis Rosales from Madison, a state champion, Mitch Lundstrom from Amherst, a state champion, Michael Klingensmith from Kearney Catholic, state champion, Justin DeCook from Kearney High School, state champion, Chase Klingelhofer from Amherst, another state champion, and Morgan Denson from Millard South, a state champion. So we've got some really good competition for these guys, and they're bringing their best, so it should be some really great matches tonight.
And without a heavyweight for them, you've got the early lead, so you got to feel
exactly
good about that.
Right. We get 6 right off the bat.
That's why we brought in that kid from New Hampshire.
Now, I don't know, Sean, but if you don't want to limit it at 285 and you need a heavyweight,
you come wrestle for me anytime.
No. Daddy's right there, and boy, would he look good in a singlet.
Yeah, I'll leave that for you to decide.
That would bring in a crowd, I think, Daddy. We would even up the anticipated nice crowd tonight at Kearney High with your appearance.
It would have to be a cage match because I run away quickly on just a mat.
We're talking with Tom McCann from Kearney High and Sean Guest, who's the wrestling coach in Bath, Maine, here on the Doug and Daddy Show for the Maine Exchange. Anything different in the format tonight, Tom, or is it regular what Nebraska, if you go see a Nebraska high school duel, is it the same?
Oh, we change it up a little bit. We go a minute and a half periods instead of two, and we give a 30-second rest between the first and second period. That way we get some quality wrestling, and these guys aren't turning purple on us.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I'd go a minute and a half rest and 30-second periods, but that's just my ideas.
Some of these guys wish it were.
Some of our guys probably.
Sean, how important is it to win? I know when you get on the mat, you want to win and you want to do well, but when you're the traveling team, it seems like the travel and the things you get to do and the experience would probably overshadow the actual match until you're actually out on that mat.
Yeah, part of this exchange, it's a cultural exchange as well. I mean, it's not just the wrestling, it's, you know, the culture of both regions of the United States. So there is a lot to that. When those kids step on the mat, they want to win. I mean, there's no way around that. They've been brought up that way. They wrestled that way. I don't think they take a loss as seriously as they would in Maine. Because, well, you know, you're wrestling a stud out here. There's no easy matches. So they want to win, but it's just not as personal if they don't.
Sean, do you know how many, it's 894 that make the Nebraska State Wrestling Tournament. How many kids make the Maine State Wrestling Tournament?
It changes a little bit year in and year out. For the last 8 or 9 years, we've had a combined state championship with all three classes together. And this year they broke it back up to move back to the high schools. So I really don't know what it was this year. But we have close to 50 teams throughout the state, A, B, and C. A lot of those teams, maybe three or four kids.
Yeah,
a lot of forfeits.
We have a lot of, I mean, we don't have a lot of that, but, you know, some teams aren't full teams, but it's always a lot more fun when you can put the full team together.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what it is.
Tom, I think the team aspect, and you're somebody that really features that in your program, the whole team titles and the dual wins and head-to-head competition. There's a lot of talk around the state about getting a state champion team. Has there been any more talk of that since the season ended? Are we getting closer to that?
Well, as far as duels,
yeah.
Well, they every couple of years they try and put together a program to have a dual state championship. It's just, when would you have it? During the same time as the state meet, during the Christmas break, a week after the state. It seems nobody can really come up with the exact time to have it. Some states have tried it. I knew New Mexico went to it a few years ago. Then they ended up not giving a state championship for the individuals, and the coaches didn't like that. So I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it both ways. I don't think I'd want to have my guys taking part in a dual championship and the individual going on at the same time, but you know, I felt in the last few years we had a real good, strong dual team, and it might have been real good for us to have a championship like that. Sometimes you'll have teams that will win the individual championship, and they might have five or six in the finals, but they don't have a good dual team. I know Omaha North, they won some state titles, and I know they didn't do very well in the duels during the year just because they didn't have a full team. But, you know, it's a different setup. I know that... As far as the wrestling with the Maine team, we want to win, but we really focus on the sportsmanship. We give an award at the last duel. It's presented to the kid from Maine that shows the best sportsmanship throughout the 8-day trip, and the coaches vote on it and the referees vote on it. And when we go out there, they give one of our kids one. And I'll tell you, sometimes it's really tough to separate 7, 8, 9, 10 of these kids because they're really well-behaved. And in the 100 or so duels we've had over the 24 years and the thousands of individual matches, we've only had two penalties on unsportsmanlike conduct. And I'm sorry to say it was both against Nebraska wrestlers over the years. And so, you know, the Maine people tend to act, I guess, a little better, but
well, I think
they might have instigated it. You know, the guy that retaliates is the guy that gets caught.
So it's
always number two, right?
Maine would be the Miyagi Dojo, and you guys would be the Cobra Kai's then.
Gee, wow. Seriously?
Ooh. I don't know. I just had to throw that in there.
It is hard-fought wrestling, but they've got quality kids. But the kids are, you know, they form friendships that last forever, and We've had some kids actually come back and wrestle for Coach Bauer at the college that have been on these exchanges.
Sean, where is the Division I recruiting interest in your state? Where do kids go if they're a Division I quality wrestler?
We don't have a whole lot of Division I kids. Some kids do on occasion, year in, year out, go Division I. The Smith kid is actually going Division I next year. But we don't have many. A lot of these kids in Maine, they're happy with their state championships when they finish a senior year, and that's pretty much it for them. We're not... Obviously, Division I doesn't recruit us because we don't get out a lot. The Smith kid and the Spencer kid, they have traveled throughout the country. They go to Fargo and they go to a lot of the big tournaments. So they're seen, but most of the kids don't make that travel. They're not seen, so they're really not recruited.
And we're talking wrestling. Before we let you get out of here, the Hall of Fame, Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coach Associate Hall of Fame is coming up here in just a couple of weeks. And you mentioned officials. They give a little Hall of Fame for an official, and Todd Parr, I know from our backyard, a guy that does a lot of officiating around here. He's just one of the names that's going to be inducted or receive special recognition that night.
Right.
you got good things to say about him?
Yeah, he's a good official.
Do we have good officials in the state? Are you sure?
We do. We have two good ones tonight.
There's two of them, and we got them tonight.
Dr. Bauer will be reffing tonight. They've officiated the main exchange for many years.
Well, guys, we'll let you get out of here. What do you got planned for them today, Tom? Anything yet?
They're right now at the arch going through that, and then they're going to be eating out at the Chuck Wagon. Then we're going over to Yanni Park, and then we're headed over to the swimming at Harmon. And then we'll be weighing in around 4:30-ish and be ready to wrestle.
We're going to feed them a steak at 3:45.
Exactly. And then we're going to throw them in a pool. There's that glove.
Feed him and tire him out.
Nice plan. See, he's been coaching for 112 years. He knows all the tricks.
When they take us out to Maine, they make us climb Mount Katahdin, and, you know, it's 8 hours up and down, and then they wear us out. Whitewater rafting. They get us fried out at there, you know, sunburnt, and then they wrestle us that afternoon.
I think I'd be sitting at the bottom eating a lobster. I'll wait for you guys right here.
Well, that's why you'd be the heavyweight. Sean Guest from Maine and Tom McCann from Kearney High. Guys, thanks for coming in, and enjoy your week here in Nebraska.
Thank you. We will.
So much,
always
guys.
Do.
Appreciate it.
We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back with more right after this on ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Matt Hanley, head wrestling coach of the Gynna Tiger High School in Maine, and you're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show, and they're wicked good.
Eric Casilius here for Castrol GTX Pit Crew Update. When you're a professional driver or member of a pit crew, you have to be able to trust your engine. You can't have stalls, can't have failures, and you certainly can't have sludge. You know, sludge, that thick, dark substance that forms in an engine. In my line of work, I've walked the garage area at the biggest race events. I've sat in the haulers and spoken with the best in the business. And in extensively quizzing the pros about protection, the message is clear. When your job depends on it, you can depend on Castrol GTX. And test results now back up what the pros already knew. One of the world's toughest sludge tests proved that GTX provides 57% better sludge protection than the leading competitor as tested in 5W30s. And when you guard against sludge, you'll reap the benefits. You'll maximize engine performance. Take it from the professionals. If you have Castrol GTX, you have the best. Castrol GTX.
Hello, I'm Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping. If you're thinking about installing an underground sprinkler system for your lawn, remember the most important component to a sprinkler system is the contractor who installs it. The contractor will determine if you are happy with your investment, both short and long term. Benjamin's Landscaping has been installing quality sprinkler systems since 1978. We have been there for you in the past, and we will be there in the future. Contact Benjamin's Landscaping today for a free estimate.
Hey man, Destination Fun continues all summer long in the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal.
Enjoy our unique outdoor atmosphere with a margarita frozen or on the rise, or your favorite tasty beverage under the misters.
Under the misters.
While listening to the sounds of summer, relaxing with your friends doesn't have to be just on the weekends. Get to the courtyard and take a well-deserved weekday break.
Hey man, join us for Destination Fun in the courtyard.
Cunningham's Journal on the bricks in downtown Kearney.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This afternoon's forecast will continue to have partial sunshine with scattered rain showers and storms to redevelop across much of our listening area. As we continue on into the afternoon, heading on into our Monday evening as well, we'll have a high temperature rebound in close to 80 degrees. I'm Staff Weather Eye Meteorologist Tony Sedano, currently 73.
Feeling like a pimp, go on, brush your shoulders off. Ladies, it's pimps too, go on, brush your shoulders off. This crazy baby, don't forget that boy told you, kid.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Waiting for you to head on to lunch today at the Chicken Coop in Kearney or Grand Island. It's the best place to watch sports in town with their 42-inch flat screens all over the place. There's not a bad seat. They've got great lunch specials every single day. If you don't want the special, then how about some burgers? How about some pizza? How about some wings? Many different kinds, many different flavors, many different sauces. They've got salads. They've got hors d'oeuvres. They've got, well, hors d'oeuvres. I guess we should call them appetizers. Anything you want from a steak to just a little bit of a, well, a ball of cheese. Anything you want in between. And don't forget, every night, great food and drink specials as well. Check them out today at the Chicken Coop. You can watch all the baseball, even if it's on Classic. You can watch it at the Chicken Coop, Kearney or Grand Island. Have a ton of emails that are rolling in, and we will get after that here in just a little bit. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. This comes from Dick, who says he is a Cardinals fan. Doug and Daddy, to the gentleman who said baseball is dying, perhaps he should do a little research. Yeah, one of the guys that called on the show earlier today, and you know, we didn't agree, but he says, a quick look at the net reveals this article from September of 2007. Major League Baseball set a record for total attendance, on track to break its mark for average attendance. With 1 week left in last year's regular season, Major League teams drew 76.2 million, topping the year's previous with a whole week of home games to go. The average of 32,700 fans, up 4% from 2006. Similar research shows several teams experiencing record or near-average attendance up to this point of 2008. Me thinks that the report of baseball's death are greatly exaggerated. From Cards Fan. Thanks, Cards Fan. Appreciate that.
Doug, I've got an email that came from Brent. The hot dog eating contest is coming up on July 11th. A lot of people looking forward to that. And we said, if you're interested in the hot dog eating contest, to let us know at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call and talk with our producer, Derek. And we would love to have you partake in it with us. This comes from Brent that says, I am writing you not to beg, but ask for your consideration for an entry in the hot dog eating contest. Tonight I saw a shooting star. I made a wish. My wish was to be in the presence of Daddy, to treat him as Cameron Diaz, and to share the same air, to share the same spatium. Daddy, that was Latin for space, and I really appreciate you spelling that out for me. Hold on, I'm hyperventilating. Daddy and I on the same stage would be like Captain and Tennille, Sonny and Cher, Elizabeth Taylor, and, well, you take your pick. I think we already know who Daddy would be. I might only weigh 154 pounds, but Kobayashi is only 115. I have the attitude, the fortitude, and the hot dog slamma jamma to put Daddy and all the rest of the wannabes in their wiener place. For I am the wiener king, and all you little peasants, even you, Daddy, will bow down before me with wieners in hand and pay homage. Opportunities like this come only once in a lifetime. I ask you to keep the belief in the stars and an ongoing dream, and let me put the wiener hammer down. By the way, Adrian is still in his mom's basement, right? Thanks for the email. Brent, we'll get back in touch with you.
Brent's in.
Yeah, we're
going to. Brent's in.
All 154 pounds of his.
Email us if you would like to be part of the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest coming up on Friday, July 11th at the Hilltop Mall. Sidewalk sales are going to be going on at the Hilltop Mall during that day. We will be there live from 11 to 12, and we have lots of things going on. And what we need to do is fill out our field. We have some returners. We have the champions for the last 2 years. They want to be part of it. And we want you to kind of round out the field. If you think you want to be in or deserve to be in the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest, send us an email. Give us a phone number, how we can contact you, or we'll just email you back. Derek can do that as well. Put some contact information and tell us why you think you should be in the Hot Dog Eating Contest. Brent's in. Brent is in. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We need to take a break. We've got more email to get to, so stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
The right team can make a big difference when planning your personal financial strategy. At Platte Valley State Bank, they understand your needs, know what it takes, and have the resources to get it done. Whether you want online banking, a personal loan, or need investment options, they are ready to help and are prepared to build a financial relationship with you that will truly make a difference. If you need more from your banker, contact Kim Dugan and Bev Stutzman in Grand Island, or in Kearney, contact Mandy Peterson and Marissa Sinclair. The right team can make a big difference, and Platte Valley State Bank has the team that's right for you. Member FDIC.
I am not a mechanic. I am an English professor, so I study literature, not lug nuts. But I do know my certified pre-owned Acura TSX runs like new. Just as I know its voice recognition system has a greater mastery of the English language than most of my students.
Acura certified pre-owned vehicles receive a 150-point inspection and a complete reconditioning. In other words, they must pass our test before they pass yours. Visit Acura.com or dealer for warranty details.
Voice recognition system available on select TSX models.
They put in the effort all season long. Now it's up to you to decide who goes to the 2008 MLB All-Star Game in New York. I'm not talking about ball players. I'm talking about the Baby Ruth Take Me Out to the Ball Game video contest at MLB.com. First, check out the performances and then vote for your favorite. It's all happening at MLB.com/Baby Ruth. Baby Ruth from Nestle. Savor the good stuff. No purchase necessary. Visit MLB.com/Baby Ruth to vote and for full details. Voting period ends 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 a.m. Void where prohibited.
Collegiate Baseball sends its best to Omaha for the College World Series 2008. This is Kevin Kugler inviting you to listen in for every inning of every game here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
This afternoon's forecast will continue to have partial sunshine with scattered rain showers and storms to redevelop across much of our listening area. As we continue on into the afternoon, heading on into our Monday evening as well, we'll have a high temperature rebound and close to 80 degrees. I'm Staff Weather Eye Meteorologist, Tony Sedano. Currently 73.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's going to be warm this week, folks. Dress for summer at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Flip-flops from Ryder, Nike, and Adidas. And they've got the Nike and Adidas t-shirts and shorts, caps and visors for your favorite teams, or generic if that's what you like as well. Comfortable clothing makes you more comfortable, especially when the weather is warm. If you're heading out to watch your kid play baseball, softball, or whatever it might happen to be, if you're heading to wrestling this week as well to check out the Main Exchange, Main and Nebraska, be sure to stop by Misco Sports. See Steve and the gang on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. They'll dress you from head to toe and keep you cool during this warm summer weather. Visors, caps, t-shirts. You have to cut them off yourself. I don't want to see
bats, that. Balls, whatever you want. All the sporting equipment for your needs.
Thanks. Let's go back to the email here. Daddy, you're wrong. This is from Scott in Wilcox. Daddy, you're wrong.
Imagine that.
Thanks, Scott. I don't think anything else needs to be said. Daddy, you're wrong about college baseball. Nobody really cares. I watched the Cardinals, Red Sox, and NASCAR Sunday. I got the college game, but who cares? I also know a few people from the area who went to Topeka for the NHRA drags 2 weeks ago. Scott from Wilcox.
But they went to the drags. They didn't watch the drags yesterday. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate that.
Wow. This comes from Bobblehead Bob in Hastings. Earlier, a comment was made about the attendance this weekend at the Kansas City Royal game. Announced attendance is accurate, at least for Saturday's game, as it was Alex Gordon bobblehead promotion. I was at a similar bobblehead night 2 years ago for George Brett, and just at the gate where I went in, there were between a half dozen to 10 people who were buying multiple, and I mean 20 or 30 of the $7 cheap seats, walking through, getting a bobble, walking out, placing the bobble in a box, and then walking through again and again. The announced attendance that night was 30-plus thousand, and there couldn't have been more than 10,000 actually in the stadium. Bobblehead Bob, Hastings. They were paying the cheap ticket to get what they thought would be a collector's item to resell. I get that. I was at Alex Gordon Bobblehead Night on Saturday night. That wasn't nearly the case. In fact, it looked like there was actually more people there than what they had announced. Yeah, good. But you're always looking at the trash can and shooting with your proper hand. Can't believe you give me looks like that.
Douglas, so you would say there's at least 28, 29,000 in there. I think that's great for Royals fans. And obviously the way they came back yesterday and scored seven runs after it was 10-3. After it was 7-3 or 10-3.
Second biggest comeback in Royals history.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. We yeah, we yeah, we yeah, we
Big win edition of PBJ.
Avila.
By the way, it's catching on throughout the country. Peanut butter jelly time, KC style.
I got an opportunity on Saturday night to. Were you? Did you stay through the whole game? I take it ninth inning.
I was there. Yes.
Soria. Folks, if you're going to watch one guy in the major leagues that's certainly an all-star caliber, Joaquin Soria for the Royals picked up his 19th save, and I believe he picked up his 20th save yesterday, 1-2-3 innings. Anybody that throws the ball 92, 95, 68, that's a problem for opposing hitters. And he's proving that. He's one of the best in the game. We've got a young player. The Royals have paid some money to him. Hopefully, I mean, obviously they want him to stick around, and hopefully he will.
Royals now get ready to take on Colorado, and of course, College World Series gets underway tonight, and we will have the finals. We have the games. Who cares if it's on TV? You can always listen to the College World Series right here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550, 5:45 pregame, first pitch 6:05 tonight. Georgia, Fresno State, I'll take the Bulldogs.
That's a safe bet. I want Georgia Bulldogs. I don't want somebody
Georgia.
To beat those Fresno State chumps.
Tomorrow, maybe, especially if Fresno wins, maybe we take a little deeper look into really how big this is, how big of an underdog Fresno State was entering the tournament. Hey, we want to thank joining us on the show today, Sean Guest, along with Tom McCann with the Main Exchange Wrestling Program. Tomorrow, former Nebraska All-American women's basketball player Karen Jennings going into the Academic America Hall of Fame. She joins us among our guests tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.